Kelvin McAvoy joins us, who's been very good to us through the journey on the Early Mail. For our dollar up punters out there, what would you do, Kelvin?
Yeah, no, I would back Silent Sorrento.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Silent Sorrento, perfectly positioned in running. 2 out of 2, and it's a cakewalk.
The Breakfast Club's got the Early Mail.
Let's find you a couple of winners on this Monday. We're racing at Pakenham. Greg Urell's got a big team in, and his assistant trainer, the great Jim Mason, joins us here on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Some big chances there. We'll start off in the first, Rolling Fields, at $6.50. This son of Deep Field. He's had a break since his debut effort. Oh, a little bit of a break anyway since the middle part of May. What are your thoughts about his chances?
Yeah, we sort of like him first up at Kilmore, so we don't know whether to blame the fog or inexperience or whatever happened there, but he was pretty wayward, but in between time, he's been in the Pakenham trials. He jumped out really good there, so he sort of put pacifiers on the horse to sort of cloud his vision a little bit. Good draw, but like I said, he's always shown us really nice talent, this horse.
And then, Jim, you got race 2, number 5, Shout the Lights Out.
Shoot the lights out.
Oh, like Nature Strike. Yes. Shoot the lights out. You put the blinkers on?
Yeah, he's been doing enough, but you just get the feel like he'd be doing a little bit more. So he's worked up really solid with the blinkers on, and so we're sort of hoping that'll help him find the line.
What about Cubic in race number 3's in an each-way price?
Yeah, look, he came to us and his form was average. The horse has been doing really well. He surprised us a little bit first up. He ran fourth and his track work wasn't brilliant. But since that run, he's actually trained on okay. Like, he's eating a lot better and his work's been pretty solid. So we expect him to run well as well.
And in race 4, number 3, Talu, who's third up over the mile?
Yeah, he's probably a little bit unlucky last start. But look, he finds himself in a nice race. He's been on that track before, so you think he'd be more competitive than else.
Shall we have a bet today, Jim? What's your bet?
Absolutely.
Which one? I got 10 bucks.
Look, all four horses are really well placed.
Yeah.
I guess the three of them, look, Kiovic's still going to do a little bit more than what he's doing, but the other three, they're going really well and got good riders on, so yeah, we're pretty confident.
All right, then, let's have an all up each way on all.
There we go.
I love it. Good on you. Great to catch up with you, Jim.
No worries.
You're a superstar. There's Jim.
How are we going to make that the promo?
Easy. Each way all day. Parlay 2-3. Hey, I've got a couple of winners for you at the Stall Trots today. You ready?
I love this.
Aaron Dunn's day to day. They're short, but it should be sweet. My Corona will win race 5. It's short at $1.30, but you just multi these up. So $1.30, My Corona. Into Alawart Bob at $2.90 will lead all of the way. That's race 6, number 5. And then race 7, number 3, Hot Deal, will get the job done. So that
so what
multi,
number was race 5?
Race 5, number race 6, number 5, and race 5, number 3. That multi's 471. Right on 7 o'clock, the great, the best-looking footy analyst,